This is Daniel Scher, MD, Head of Clinical Affairs at SI-BONE, and one of the study authors. Thanks for listening to this podcast about the INSIGHT study, published in August 2015 in the journal Neurosurgery. The INSIGHT trial involves patients with SI joint dysfunction due to degenerative sacroiliitis or disruption of the SI joint. As you may know, SI joint dysfunction is a common cause of chronic low back pain, and there is now substantial evidence from the clinical literature, using both normal volunteers and affected patients, to support the SI joint as a valid source of pain. Non-surgical treatment of SI joint pain is commonly provided. However, it also commonly fails to relieve pain and improve dysfunction. Surgical approaches to fusing the SI joint were first reported in the 1920s. However, open SI joint fusion is now no longer commonly performed, due to long recovery times and variable satisfaction rates. In the recent past, devices for minimally invasive SI joint fusion have become available. But does minimally invasive SI joint fusion have clinical value? If so, where does it fit into the surgeon's surgical armamentarium? To answer this question, we conducted INSIGHT, a prospective multicenter randomized clinical trial comparing minimally invasive SI joint fusion to optimized non-surgical management. To participate, patients had to have SI joint pain due to degeneration or disruption of the SI joint, diagnosed via history, physical examination provocative maneuvers that elicited typical pain, and a positive diagnostic SI joint block. Patients also had to have a self-rated SI joint pain score using a visual analog scale of at least 50 on the 0 to 100 scale, and an Oswestry Disability Index score of at least 30 out of 100. Patients with SI joint conditions other than degenerative sacroiliitis and sacroiliac joint disruption were excluded. Also excluded were patients with severe competing back or hip pain, diagnosed osteoporosis, pending litigation claims, and uncontrolled psychiatric disease. A full listing of eligibility criteria is described in both the published article and on clinicaltrials.gov. Patients were randomized in a 2-to-1 fashion to either SI joint fusion using triangular titanium implants called iFuse Implant System, manufactured by SI-BONE, the study's sponsor, or non-surgical management. iFuse is a titanium implant that is triangular in cross-section. Typically, three devices are placed through a lateral approach to transfix the SI joint. The implants are designed to resist rotation after implantation, and the porous titanium plasma spray coating allows for biological fixation. The mean procedure time was 45 minutes, and mean hospital stay was 1 day. Non-surgical management consisted of pain medication management, physical therapy, SI joint steroid injections, and/or RF ablation of the SI joint, delivered sequentially according to patient needs. Patients underwent baseline pain, disability, and quality of life assessment, and these assessments were repeated at 1, 3, 6, and 12 months. The trial's primary endpoint was a success-failure composite endpoint at month 6. A subject was considered a success if VAS SI joint pain was reduced by at least 20 points, in the absence of serious device-related adverse events, neurologic events related to the SI joint, and surgical re-intervention. After the 6-month visit was complete, patients in the non-surgical group were allowed to cross over to surgical treatment. A radiographic analysis, consisting primarily of a high-resolution CT scan at month 24, is not yet available. The trial's 12-month results are described in the published article. 148 subjects at 19 centers were enrolled, randomized, and underwent the assigned treatment. There was no early crossover prior to month 6. The success rate in the surgical group was 81.4%, and the success rate in the non-surgical group was 26.1%, a 54.5% difference, which was both statistically significant and clinically important. In the surgical group, SI joint pain decreased from 82 at baseline to 30 at 6-month follow-up and 28 at 12-month follow-up. In contrast, in the non-surgical group, SI joint pain improved from 82 at baseline to 70 at 6 months. The 6-month reductions in SI joint pain in the surgical and non-surgical groups were 54 and 12 points, respectively. Similar to SI joint pain, Beck dysfunction, measured with Oswestry Disability Index, was significantly reduced at 6 months in the surgical group, but not in the non-surgical group. The six-month reductions were 27 points and 4.6 points, respectively. The ODI reduction in the surgical group at 6 months was sustained at 12 months. 35 of the 44 subjects assigned to non-surgical management who were still participating at 6 months crossed over. Crossover after the six-month visit was allowed by the study protocol. All crossover subjects received SI joint fusion using the study's device. 6 months later, subjects who crossed over showed nearly the same improvement in SI joint pain and ODI as those originally assigned to SI joint fusion, providing a second within-trial opportunity to validate the effectiveness of the surgical procedure. Quality of life was measured using two instruments, SF36 and EQ5D. Both measures showed marked improvements in quality of life in the surgical groups and very little, if any, in the non-surgical group. All negative changes in health were collected as adverse events per an international clinical trial standard called ISO 14155. In aggregate, the rate of adverse events was slightly but not significantly higher in the fusion group compared to the non-surgical group. The rate of both device-related and procedure-related adverse events was low. Of 102 patients assigned to SI joint fusion, one patient underwent early postoperative revision for impingement of the device on the L5 nerve root. This is a known, albeit uncommon, risk of the SI joint implant procedure. The INSIGHT study provides level 1 evidence of the safety and effectiveness of SI joint fusion using triangular titanium implants, and showed that patients who underwent SI joint fusion using this device had superior pain, disability, and quality of life outcomes compared to the non-surgical management group. As you may know, surgery versus non-surgery clinical trials, especially in the post-market setting, are very challenging to execute. Kudos to the INSIGHT study investigators for carefully managing study patients to prevent early crossover so as to maintain the scientific validity of the study's primary comparisons. The study provides strong evidence to support adding SI joint fusion using triangular titanium implants to the surgeon's surgical armamentarium for treating SI joint dysfunction. Please note that the iFuse implant system is intended for sacroiliac joint fusion for conditions including sacroiliac joint dysfunction that is a direct result of sacroiliac joint disruption and degenerative sacroiliitis. This includes conditions whose symptoms began during pregnancy or in the peripartum period and have persisted postpartum for more than 6 months. There are potential risks associated with iFuse implant system. It may not be appropriate for all patients, and all patients may not benefit. For more information about risks, please visit the SI Bone website. Thank you for listening.